The Royal Commission into Institutional Response to Child Sexual Abuse has handed down its 85 recommendations to prevent the sexual abuse of children in institutional environments. One recommendation in particular has caused quite a stir within the Catholic Church, with the Royal Commission recommending that clergymen should be held accountable if they do not report instances of child sexual abuse revealed in the confessional. Several Catholic leaders have spoken out against the recommendation, saying that the sacredness of the confessional should remain untouched. Mr. Peter Gogarty is a sexual abuse survivor and lecturer in criminology at Newcastle University. He told The Wire's Sam Bradbrook that lifting the seal of the confessional will benefit victims of child sexual abuse.
A lot of people think that what we're talking about potentially is somebody in the community who wanders into the confessional and says to the priest that, you know, forgive me, Father, I've sinned and I've molested a child. I think that's one issue that is probably being focused on a little bit too much at the moment. The bigger risk to our children, I think, is for one priest who is molesting children to be confronted by another priest, one of his colleagues, or his bishop, and says, look, Father Fred, I think you might be interfering with children. And that priest then says, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And the person who is receiving that confession then has their hands tied. And I think that is what has got the Catholic Church into a great deal of trouble over the last few decades. And the other point that I'd make is that Australia is a secular community. We certainly have freedom of religion and freedom of religious expression, but I don't think anyone would suggest that Jesus, the man who the Catholic Church professes to follow most closely, would say that you should protect a child abuser at the expense of the child.
So do you think that these recommendations will help catch out more offenders?
Absolutely. I think what they'll do is help identify more offenders, and it increases the likelihood that those offenders will be prosecuted for their crimes. Because at the moment, because our system is so determined to be fair to anyone who's accused, there's a lot of loopholes that a pedophile can use to extract themselves from a prosecution. So we've had examples in recent years. One that is particularly prominent was a Maris brother who was convicted, I think, in 2015 of molesting a child. What nobody in the community knew until after that conviction was that he'd had 8 previous trials about 8 different children, and in every case, the jury was told that there were no other complainants, that this man had been accused of molesting this one child, and because the jury didn't have any of that information, he was acquitted on 8 occasions. Under the recommendations proposed by the Royal Commission, that situation would be different.
Some high-profile priests and members of the church have come out recently and said that they would rather face jail time than lift the seal of the confessional. Do you think that this is proof of the church's resistance to change?
I really do. I think this is very much evidence that the Catholic Church still sees itself as beyond the reach, if you like, of our secular law in this country. And it's about time somebody said, this is a secular country, we do have laws, and you will obey them, and you will not avail yourselves of an excuse that we have a higher authority that lets us ignore your laws. I think it's very, very important that the Catholic Church learns that it is no longer calling the tune on these issues.
And an alternative suggested is that clergymen recommend that abusers that confess turn themselves into the authorities. Is this just clergymen palming off the issue?
Yeah, it really is. I heard one yesterday in the media somewhere saying if someone confessed to him, he would say, well, I won't absolve you of your sin unless you go to the secular authorities. But effectively, what it's doing is still giving people in high places in the Catholic Church, people with the knowledge of sexual abuse, still gives them a get-out-of-jail-free card, quite literally. They can conceal the crime of a pedophile and get away with it. And that would not wash with anyone else from any other denomination or any other area of our community. If you know that someone's committing one of these crimes, you're obliged to do something about it.
And just finally, comparing your own experiences with fighting for justice, do you think the process will be better or worse for victims after the Royal Commission?
I think it will be enormously better. And my biggest hope, and the thing that I have fought most for over the last 15 or so years, is that children won't be put into this predicament ever again, that they won't be abused in the first place. And that if something does happen, that the people who know that it's happening will do something about it quickly, because it's now very, very evident that a paedophile does not stop. They can't be cured. They can't choose to stop. So somebody who abuses a child today is likely to do it again next month and next year, and will continue on as long as they're healthy. So I think what the recommendations of the Royal Commission will do is stop all of those people in their tracks, and it will stop the people who were enabling that sort of abuse to continue to think twice before they decide to ignore what they know is going on.
Child sexual abuse survivor and lecturer in criminology at Newcastle University, Mr. Peter Gogarty, concluding that interview with The Wire's Sam Bradbrook.